Thank you for joining with us on this 5th day of August, on this Lord's Day. And today I invite you to get your Bible and turn with us to Isaiah chapter 22. If the Lord wills, in just a few moments we'll be reading Isaiah 22, 23, 24, 25, and 26. Let us remember, as always, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Before we read our Scripture for today, we're going to talk just a little bit about some things that we have been reading. Yesterday, in our reading from the prophet Isaiah, we see where Isaiah turns his thoughts, turns his writings from the glorious, wonderful, future millennial reign of the King of Peace. And he begins to speak about the judgment of God that is going to come upon every unbeliever. And here he begins in his writing pronouncing the judgment against the idolatrous northern kingdom of Israel, saying, "The fortress also shall cease from Ephraim." And then he turns his prophecy to the southern kingdom of Judah. And he says, "In that day it shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob shall be made thin. There shall be desolation because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation." He spoke about the judgment against Moab. He spoke about the judgment against Egypt. The judgment of Moab, the Moabite people, they were the descendants of Lot through his shameful, incestuous, drunken relationship with his oldest daughter. And Moab, Isaiah prophesies, will be punished by God. Moab's cities will be destroyed. And these Moabites, they felt safe from Assyria because they thought Edom was going to give them protection. But according to the prophecy of Isaiah, Assyria would hunt them down and shed their blood like a lion. Moab should have went north to Judah, and Moab should have turned to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moab should have trusted in the God of Judah to protect them. But instead, with their foolish pride, they turned to their false gods. And these false gods cannot protect them. And the Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, tells them that judgment is coming, and judgment did come. We also read yesterday about the judgment against Syria and Damascus. Syria, the capital city of Damascus, would also be destroyed by the Assyrians and would become a heap of ruins. And also the northern kingdom, who had made friends with Syria, would also be defeated by the Assyrians. And the northern kingdom had forgotten the God of their salvation also. And all throughout history, not just in the kingdom of Israel, but all throughout history, there have been those who have not looked to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to deliver them. And their day of trouble is coming. Isaiah the prophet said in Isaiah chapter 17, 7, "And that day shall a man look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel." Those who do not look to God, if when their day of trouble comes, if they will look to their Maker, then their eyes shall behold the Holy One of Israel. Let it never be said of us that we have forgotten the God of our salvation. Let's not just call upon Him in our time of trouble, but let's depend upon Him 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Nothing hides God from us like success and pride. When we have worldly success, when we get proud and we get puffed up, and when we begin to depend upon our own self and our own self-sufficiency, that is when we are headed for trouble. That is when we are headed for our day of trouble. That's why our Lord, as recorded for us by the Apostle Matthew, tells us, cautions us. He says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal." Wealth accumulated in this life only leads to greed and only causes us to lose our faith in God. It weakens our faith in the one who alone can sustain us. James, the brother of our Lord, he pointed out, he said, "My beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him?" Covetousness leads to idolatry. Covetousness leads us to trust in the false god of money. Luke, the great physician, records these words of our Lord. He said, "Beware of covetousness. Beware of greed, for our life does not consist in the abundance of the things which we possess." The Lord speaks to us personally about not trusting in our Lord. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, "Charge," that is instruct, that is command, that is teach. "Teach them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, conceited, that they not trust in riches which are here today and gone tomorrow, but let us trust in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy." We have a great inheritance, and our inheritance is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the one who will sit on the throne of David, Isaiah the prophet said. And it was Gabriel the angel that told Mary that the Lord shall give unto him, that is our Savior, the throne of his father David. And all throughout the New Testament, Christ is revealed as our Savior. The prophecies of Isaiah are first directed to the southern kingdom, directed to Judah. And then the prophecies of Isaiah turn to the northern kingdom, to Israel. And then to the Gentiles. Then the prophecies of Isaiah turn to the whole world. And I want you to know that our God is not just a tribal God. Our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is the maker of heaven and earth. And Isaiah the prophet said, "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all of our faces. And it shall be in that day, lo, this is our God. This is who we have waited for, and he will save us. We will be glad, and we will rejoice in his salvation. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." And just as these many prophecies of Isaiah were fulfilled in ancient history, let us know that the prophecies of the second coming of our Lord, the prophecies of the first coming of our Lord, all were exactly fulfilled just as recorded. And so let us know we can expect that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came into this world and lived for some 33 years, let us know that he is going to return as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and he will give eternal life. And there is only one plan of salvation, the same plan of salvation for the Jews and also for the Gentiles. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will give eternal life to both the Jews and to the Gentiles who have received him as Lord and Master. The scripture tells us very plainly, "As many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to those who call upon his name." And I want you to know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he gives unto every one of us his Holy Spirit to indwell within us. Every believer is assured of having the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. John the Apostle wrote, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them," that is the spirits of the Antichrist, "because greater is he that is in you than he," that is Satan, "who is in the world. Greater is the Holy Spirit that is within us than Satan who is in this world." And we do not live in this world as slaves to Satan and slaves to sin and slaves to our fleshly passions, because we have the Holy Spirit, and we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Apostle Paul said that we have an armor. We have the whole armor of God that we can put on, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We came into this world slaves to sin because we are descendants of Adam. But God, our Creator, through the Lord Jesus Christ, has given us the victory. And we are no longer in bondage to sin. We are no longer slaves to sin. We are under the control of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit controls our thoughts. The Holy Spirit controls our activities. I'm so thankful for the Word of the Lord. The Word of the Lord tells us how we can be controlled by the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul gives us a simple little test whereby we can know whose kingdom is our authority. The Apostle Paul said, "Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." But God be thanked that once we were the servants of sin, but now we have obeyed from the heart. And now we are made free from sin because we are now servants of righteousness. The psalmist David wrote, he said, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." Thank the Lord that we are yielded instruments to the Holy Spirit. Thank the Lord that we have yielded ourselves to the service of the Holy Spirit. Being made free from sin, we have become the servants of righteousness. And our service to our God is not in dead ceremonies, but our sacrifice is a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us shout joyfully to the Lord. Shout triumphantly to the rock of our salvation. The Apostle John tells us that this is the true God that gives eternal life to as many as call upon his name. The Apostle Paul said, "Of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever." Our Savior is called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Isaiah the prophet said his name shall be called Emmanuel. And the Apostle Paul tells us that our God was manifest in the flesh, God with us. Isaiah the prophet calls him the mighty God, the everlasting Father. The Apostle Peter tells us that he is Lord of all. He is the Lord of glory. Isaiah the prophet calls him by the majestic name of Jehovah. The word of the Lord presents our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, as God, the true Messiah. God be blessed forever, Lord of all, Lord of glory, God with us, Lord God Almighty. That's the language that's used in the Scripture to describe our Savior by the prophets and by the apostles. Lord Jesus, God over all, Almighty Jehovah, our friend. John the Apostle said, "In the beginning was the Word." Our Savior's cousin, John the Baptist, was born 6 months before our Lord. Yet our Savior tells us that he was before John the Baptist. Our Savior gives this prophecy of himself, gives this account of himself. He said, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before ever the earth was." When our Savior was on this earth, he testified of his eternity and of his self-existence. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And then in the book of Revelation, more than 60 years after our Savior ascended from Mount Olivet, John the Apostle, John the Revelator, records these words of Jesus: "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." He is truly the Alpha. He is the first. He is the beginning. He is self-existent. He is independent. He is eternal. He is the uncaused cause of everything. There are so many divine attributes of our Savior that's revealed for us in Scripture. Our Savior is from the beginning to the end. He is everywhere present. He is wherever we are. And He knows everything. And our prayer today is, Lord Jesus, search us and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in us. And lead us into repentance. Lead us in the way of everlasting righteousness. And reveal unto us the glorious mystery of yourself. You, the unchanging Lord. As the Apostle to the Hebrews proclaimed, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Always perfect, always complete, never changing. That is our Savior. That is our God. That is our Jehovah. Our God is the all-powerful, almighty One. By His own name, He raises the dead. This whole universe is subject to His power. And the Apostle Paul tells us that our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for a Savior. We are waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our vile body. He will transform our body into the likeness of His glorious body by the power that enables Him to subject everything to Himself. What great omnipotent power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ reveals Himself as the Alpha and the Omega, the One who is, the One who was, and the One who is to come, the Almighty, Omnipotent, Glorious Lord Jesus Christ. This is the irresistible, omnipotent, divine Son of God, our Redeemer, who upholds us, He preserves us, He governs us. Isaiah the prophet said that the government shall be upon His shoulder. The Apostle Paul said that His throne is forever and ever. The Apostle Paul says He existed before everything else began, and He holds all creation together by the power of His word. And the Apostle Paul said He must reign until He puts all things under His feet. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and read our scripture for today. Lord, we thank You that whatever hardship we're suffering, whatever handicaps we may have, let us have faith in our Savior. Let us have faith in the One who is a Son over His own house, whose house we are. And Lord, when it seems like there is no hope, let us rely upon Your promises. Let us rely upon Your strength. Let us rely upon Your word. Let us rely upon You as the precious chief cornerstone, our sure foundation, as the prophet Isaiah proclaims. Lord, bless us as we read Your word today. We know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by Your word. Bless us now as we read Your word with Your faith. Thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah chapter 22. The burden of the valley of vision. What aileth thee now that thou art wholly gone up to the housetops? Thou that art full of stirs, a tumultuous city, a joyous city. Thy slain men are not slain with the sword, nor dead in battle. All thy rulers are fled together. They are bound by the archers. All that are found in thee are bound together, which have fled from far. Therefore said I, look away from me, I will weep bitterly. Labor not to comfort me because of the spoiling of the daughter of my people. For it is a day of trouble, and of treading down, and of perplexity, by the Lord God of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls, and of crying to the mountains. And Elam bare the quiver with chariots of men and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. And it shall come to pass that thy choicest valleys shall be full of chariots, and the horsemen shall set themselves in array at the gate. And he discovered the covering of Judah, And thou didst look in that day to the armor of the house of the forest. You have seen also the breaches of the city of David, that they are many. And you gathered together the waters of the lower pool. And you have numbered the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses have you broken down to fortify the wall. You made also a ditch between the two walls for the water of the old pool. But you have not looked unto the maker thereof, neither had respect unto him that fashioned it long ago. And in that day did the Lord God of hosts call to weeping, and to mourning, and to baldness, and to girding with sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen, and killing sheep, eating flesh, and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. And it was revealed in mine ears by the Lord of hosts, surely this iniquity shall not be purged from you till you die, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus said the Lord God of hosts, go get thee unto this treasurer, even unto Shebna, which is over the house, and say, what hast thou here, and whom hast thou here, that thou hast hewed thee out a sepulchre here, as he that heweth him out a sepulchre on high, and that graveth a habitation for himself in a rock? Behold, the Lord will carry thee away with a mighty captivity, and will surely cover thee. He will surely violently turn and toss thee like a ball into a large country. There shalt thou die, and there the chariots of thy glory shall be the shame of thy Lord's house. And I will drive thee from thy station, and from thy state shall he pull thee down. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. And I will clothe him with thy robe, and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government into his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. And they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, all vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups, even to all the vessels of flagons. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall the nail that is fastened in the sure place be removed, and be cut down, and fall, and the burden that was upon it shall be cut off, for the Lord hath spoken it. Isaiah chapter 23. The burden of Tyre. How, ye ships of Tarshish, for it is laid waste, so that there is no house, no entering in from the land of Chittim. It is revealed to them. Be still, ye inhabitants of the isle, thou whom the merchants of Zidon that pass over the sea have replenished. And by great waters the seed of Sihor, the harvest of the river, is her revenue, and she is a mart of nations. Be thou ashamed, O Zidon, for the sea hath spoken, even the strength of the sea, saying, I travail not, nor bring forth children, neither do I nourish up young men, nor bring up virgins. As at the report concerning Egypt, so shall they be sorely pained at the report of Tyre. Pass ye over to Tarshish, how ye inhabitants of the isle! Is this your joyous city, whose antiquity is of ancient days? Her own feet shall carry her afar off to sojourn. Who hath taken this counsel against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are princes, whose traffickers are the honorable of the earth? The Lord of hosts hath purposed it, to stain the pride of all glory, and to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth. Pass through the land as a river, O daughter of Tarshish, for there is no more strength. He stretched out his hand over the sea. He shook the kingdoms. The Lord hath given a commandment against the merchant city to destroy the strongholds thereof. And he said, thou shalt no more rejoice, O thou oppressed virgin, daughter of Sidon. Arise, pass over to Shittim. There also shalt thou have no rest. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans. This people was not, till the Assyrian founded it, for them that dwell in the wilderness. They set up the towers thereof. They raised up the palaces thereof. And he brought it to ruin. How, ye ships of Tarshish, for your strength is laid waste. And it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre shall be forgotten. 70 years, according to the days of one king, after the end of 70 years shall Tyre sing as a harlot. Take harp. Go about the city, thou harlot. Thou hast been forgotten. Make sweet melody. Sing many songs, that thou mayest be remembered. And it shall come to pass, after the end of 70 years, that the Lord will visit Tyre, and she shall turn to her hire, and shall commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth, and her merchandise and her hire shall be holiness to the Lord. It shall not be treasured nor laid up, for her merchandise shall be for them that dwell before the Lord to eat sufficiently, and for durable clothing. Isaiah chapter 24. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be, as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with his mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land shall be utterly empty and utterly spoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The new wine mourneth, the vine languisheth, all the merry-hearted do sigh. The mirth of tabret ceaseth, the noise of them that rejoiceth endeth, the joy of the harp ceaseth. They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up, that no man may come in. There is crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. In the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. And thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people, there shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, and as the gleaning grapes when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall, and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison. After many days shall they be visited. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously. Isaiah chapter 25. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city a heap, of a defense city a ruin, a place of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers, as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees, well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, and he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. And the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. Isaiah chapter 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have you waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness he will deal unjustly, and I will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed, for the envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord our God, other lords besides thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore thou hast visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon thee. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors above thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place, to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. That completes our scripture reading for today. Thank you for joining with us. If the Lord wills, we'll be back with you tomorrow. And remember, until then, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.